Time Enough for Love by Suzanne Brockman. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. There was a naked man pounding on Maggie Winthrop's back door. She did a double take as she looked out her kitchen window and realized that he was covered with dirt, as if he'd been crawling around in her garden. Dirt and, could that possibly be blood? Streaks of something that looked like blood were on his shoulder and arm. He was wild-eyed, with dark, shaggy hair that exploded around his face, looking as if he'd just been ejected from a wind tunnel. And yes, he was definitely, undeniably, naked. Somehow he knew her name. Maggie! He shouted, hammering on the door. Mags, let me in! It was locked, thank God, and Maggie ran to be sure the front door was locked as well. She had her cordless phone in her hand, ready to call the police when he called out again. Maggie, God, please be home! There was such anguish in the man's voice, anguish and something that stopped her from dialing the phone, something oddly familiar. Maggie took the stairs to the second floor of her house two at a time. She set the phone down on the vanity of the sink as she used both hands to open the bathroom window and push up the screen. The man heard the noise, and he stopped pounding on the door. He looked up at her expectantly as she peered down at him. Maggie. There was such relief in the way he said her name. But despite the strange flash of familiarity that she felt once again, she didn't recognize him. The naked man was a total stranger. Maggie definitely would have remembered meeting a man like this one before, even with his clothes on. He was tall and almost...